Many of us look to law enforcement officers for protection in cases of robbery, burglary, or assault. Why can't we extend the same level of respect to law enforcement officers who carry out our other laws that Congress has passed, like our immigration laws?
Americans have had enough. They're sick of masked agents disrespecting daycares, schools, and churches, disappearing loved ones, and intimidating our communities.
The barriers slowing down ICE from carrying out deportations, as well as critiques of ICE's actions, were on the table in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Chairman John Cornyn comments on why ICE needs to often go out into the streets to make arrests.
Because sanctuary cities simply refuse to cooperate with law enforcement and allow them to be transferred directly from jail if detained.
Ranking Member Alex Padilla says during ICE raids, brutality and misuse of power are being seen regularly.
But my guess is that today you won't be hearing about the Department of Homeland Security's violent takedowns of peaceful, hardworking, long-term immigrants who don't have that violent criminal record.
After giving his opening statement, Padilla walked out of the hearing saying, quote, "This hearing will not be a serious or constructive conversation."
And for that reason, I refuse to give oxygen to the fire of disinformation and propaganda that this hearing was set up to ignite.
Padilla's exit was followed by the rest of the Democrat subcommittee members. One witness says that many illegal aliens in the country are forced by the cartels to commit crimes.
The cartels have a vast intelligence network and keep records of the people they smuggle. I've had illegal aliens involved in criminal activity tell me that they had no choice but to commit criminal acts in order to prevent their family members from being placed into bondage and doing unspeakable acts in their home countries.
Boyd says this has become a major national security concern.